Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We are live till 7 p.m. this evening, and the Brian Kelly Show will be on shortly after. Gonna guess there's gonna be some fireworks there, Mike, before we get into our pick six segment. Pete Thamel covers the NCAA college football for ESPN. Putting out there that LSU safety A.J. Halsey will not play in the first half of the game against Clemson. ESPN found out from the NCAA in the last game of the 2024 season, Halsey was ejected from the contest, initially listed as unsportsmanlike conduct, but clarified post-game that game officials ejected the player for fighting, and fighting carries an automatic carryover penalty. Halsey is LSU's top safety and a key member of the secondary.
Okay, my thing about this is rules are rules, and whatever was set was
set. Sure.
But why do you wait so late to come down with that?
Somebody from Clemson must have put that in the NCAA's ear.
Yeah, just a little bit. And again, listen, whatever happened at Houston, and you got to pay the price.
Yep.
But my thing about it is, to wait this late in the game to come down with it goes to show how dysfunctional they are. Again, I don't want to get on the tangent for that.
Like you said, it's like hopefully eventually the NCAA just becomes extinct.
In 5 years, they won't have that. You know, it'll be run by the major conferences itself because, again, something like this should have been clarified much, much quicker. And, if, you know, Halsey's got to sit out the half. Then LSU's got to adjust. It's almost like having an injury, and he can't play in the first half. So you adjust to it. And so yeah. Deshaun Spears will play more along with Cooley. And we'll see how that works out for LSU in the secondary. But I do know one thing about A.J., and we've talked about it so many times in the interviews we've done from 4 to 6 and just about how good of a player A.J. Halsey is. I mean, he's the intimidator in the secondary, plays the pass really well. He was a guy that walked on campus. Hey, I got this job. Yeah, the rest of y'all can watch because, I'm the starter here. But to lose him for a half is certainly a big loss, certainly on who you're playing to.
And hopefully he's going to come out second half with his hair on fire. You always hear.
You ain't got to worry about that with Halsey. Anytime he steps on the field, he's ready to play, and he's a big-time player. So that is a major loss for LSU not to have him for the first half against Clemson.
Well, speaking of that game, LSU at Clemson, you can hear that Saturday, 6:30, right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Time to bring back our favorite segment, one of our favorite segment, guys, in Pick Six, where we pick six games from the college and NFL season. The NFL not starting until next weekend, so we got six college games to get to that Charlie's picked out.
Bobby's like, Mike, I just hope I get to 500. You and Charlie do, but I don't. That's 2 years in a row. I don't even hit 500 on this.
I was just happy I finished the game ahead of Hebert last year.
Okay, Steve, that ain't no great accomplishment. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not like you scaled Mount Everest to do that one.
Charlie, what we got on the slate this week?
Guys, we're going to go in chronological order. It's a loaded week one of the college football season. Mike, you and I talked a lot about it yesterday, and we're just going to go step by step. Probably the most highly anticipated week one game, maybe of all time. Number one, Texas at number three, Ohio State. Ohio State, 1.5 point favorites in this one, guys. It's the defending champs from last year.
I'm going to go with Texas. I think they have the edge at quarterback. I know this is on Ohio State's home turf, but man, do we know anything about Ohio State's quarterback? I know he was a five-star guy, went to Alabama. But what happened afterwards? You know, it's unreal. It really is unreal. I'm going to go with Texas here. I think they upset Ohio State. Very close game, but I'm going to go with the Longhorns.
I'm with you here, Mike, getting Texas with the 1.5 points. Ohio State lost 14 players to the NFL draft.
17 total. 14 drafted, 3 undrafted free agents. Man, listen.
And the four first rounders.
My thing is, I would rather play them here than first week in November.
Bingo.
Because they are going to be, I think, pretty doggone good once they get a little experience.
And, Mike, that's exactly why I'm going with Texas as well. This is a clean sweep, guys. How about Texas plus 1.5 at Ohio State? We'll see if Arch Manning and the Longhorns, Steve Sarkisian, can kind of pull it off in that opener. Up next, guys, we got number 8, Alabama, 13.5 point favorites at Florida State. Mike, you and I talked a little bit about this one yesterday. I'm sticking with my guns on this one. Florida State was just a complete disaster last year. I think you said they brought in 50 new players. Look, Alabama, their roster, the question mark is the quarterback, Ty Simpson, but give me Alabama and a big win at Florida State, covering 13.5. I think they win by at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charlie. This, of all the picks you showed me, this was the easiest one for me. I think Alabama, they dominate up front, offensive, defensive line. And I don't know a lot about Ty other than we got to talk to him, and he was a really nice guy.
Absolutely.
But, man, watching him, he reminds me so much of Nussmeier of a year ago. That's who he looks like to me. So let's see if he can do that out on the field, but I like Alabama.
We're starting a little boring here, guys. A clean sweep again. I'm going with Bama as well. Just the Crimson Tide have a stout defense, plenty of starters returning there. And Seminoles offense kind of been pieced together with a lot of transfers there, so a ton of questions. Roll Tide, I'll give that 13.5.
Just a bunch of SEC homers over here, guys. Anyways, we're moving on. The Big Ten traveling to Tulane. We got Northwestern going to Yeoman Stadium to face off against the Green Wave. Tulane and Coach Summerall, 6-point favorites in this one. And listen, Coach Summerall can talk up Northwestern as a Big Ten opponent coming to town. But at the same time, I have high, high expectations for this Green Wave squad. You know, we keep talking about their defense, their new quarterback situation. I think they're going to be awesome this year. Tulane picks up an impressive victory in week one. They cover the 6-point spread, in my opinion.
I'll wear them down early running the ball and let them feel that heat of South Louisiana. It gets hot in Chicago, but not this type of humidity. I like the Green Wave here.
Another one, clean sweep again, guys. I saw this. Northwestern is 3-8 against the spread their last 11 games. Tulane 7-3 against the spread in their previous 10. They've beaten that number, Tulane, in 8 straight showings, week one. So, yeah, roll Wave. I'll give the 6.
And we're going chronological order here, guys. So this is the biggest game on this list for our listeners, but it's not the last one. We have two more on Sunday that we'll get to in just a second. Number 9, LSU at number 4, Clemson. Clemson, 4-point favorites as LSU desperately tries to end that 5-game losing skid in season opening matchups. And guys, you know, hearing Jen talk about it, we've talked to a bunch of different reporters. Chris Lowe, I remember, gave a great preview. Pete Jenkins was one of my favorite, you know, interviews about Clemson. He said he went to go work at Clemson, and the one thing that stood out to him was that they aren't an SEC program, but they basically are an SEC program. And he was so impressed with how they, quote unquote, play with their hairs on fire. Guys, I don't like the matchup. I'm going to be honest with you. I like LSU this season. I think they'll still have a great year. But I'm with Tim Brando on this one. Give me Clemson -4 at their Death Valley in this matchup.
I'm going to go with Clemson also. I think had it been 4.5, I may have went LSU.
Really?
But I'm going to go with Clemson here. I just think Clemson is a tad better. And they at home.
Right.
And then the news coming today.
About AJ.
No Halsey for a half. Yikes. You know what? I got to go with Clemson here.
I'm boring again, guys. I'm sticking with you. Clean sweep again. I got that front four at Clemson. I'm kind of scared to see what happens against this LSU O-line. You know, a lot different this year, losing so many guys from last year's team. And I just need to see it before I can believe it from the Bayou Bengals. I'll take Clemson -4.
I hope I'm wrong on this pick. Yeah. I really do, but I got to go with the home team.
I'm just a little bit worried, guys, because it's a great point that Clemson's run defense isn't awesome, but LSU's rushing attack hasn't been good either under OC Joe Sloan. So, you know, I think that if you ask Nussmeier to throw, you know, 40 times in this game, that's kind of playing into what Clemson wants to do with that stout defensive front that can get after the passer. So it's just the matchup worries me. I'll go Clemson -4 here. Moving on to the Sunday games, guys, we got Virginia Tech at number 13, South Carolina. Mike, once again, this is a guy that we had talked about yesterday. Lenoris Sellers in his debut in 2025. He is such an impressive guy. I mean, if you're talking about the top quarterbacks entering this upcoming draft, everyone should be looking at Lenoris Sellers' tape because he's going to be awesome this year. Give me South Carolina and a big victory over Virginia Tech out of the ACC, covering that 8-point spread. I think they win by at least 10.
Yeah, Frank Beamer ain't coaching there no more. I'm a big Sellers fan. Man, I think he's got a chance to really tilt the field this year offensively. They lost a lot on defense, though.
Yep.
Man, they lost a lot to the NFL on defense. But I like South Carolina here. I just think Sellers, such a playmaker on offense.
We finally have a difference, gentlemen. I'm going to go with Virginia Tech here. I think their defense can keep Sellers in South Carolina at least in check. I do think the Gamecocks will win the game, but I don't like giving that 8 points, so give me the Hokies getting that eight number.
Okay, give me an offensive player for Virginia Tech. I'm going to sit here and wait for you, Steve. I'm just messing with you.
I hear you. I know what you mean. But I just think this will end up being a closer game than the 8 point spread.
And then, guys, we got the nightcap on Sunday, the third top 10 weekend matchup. We got number 6 Notre Dame, 2.5 point favorites on the road at number 10 Miami. You know, I love Coach O, but I will be going with Notre Dame here, -2.5. You know, Mike, we had talked about the running back at Notre Dame, Jeremiah Love, how he's a legit prospect in next year's draft as well. And they don't have the most, I guess, sustainable quarterback situation necessarily, but they got a good offensive line. They got a good running back. They got good weapons in the passing attack as well. And yeah, I don't know. I trust Notre Dame's defense led by Coach Freeman.
Yeah, I'm right with you with the Notre Dame's defense. They got 7 starters back. I don't think Miami's defense being that improved this year on stopping that Irish rushing attack. So I'll take the Notre Dame to cover.
Marcus Freeman and the Irish. I'm going to make it a
just
sweep.
One difference. That was me taking Virginia Tech.
But, man, if they had a quarterback, and Charlie knew, I said this before. I told this before Brando came on. When we had him, had they had a guy I thought could turn the engine over on the car all season long, they would have been my pick as national champs.
Wow.
So I'll go with the Irish.
Yeah, I think that's a clean sweep again, guys. 5 of 6 clean sweeps for the three of us in the opening week of the college
season.
Either
all going to be right or all going to be wrong, so to speak.
Yeah.
But Carson Beck is, to me, the intrigue guy. Is he the Carson Beck we saw 2 years ago? Or the Carson Beck we saw a year ago where he was a stinker in some games. He wasn't very good at all. You know, I don't know, maybe they can catch magic in a bottle. You know, they had Cam Ward. Will Beck be that guy? But their defense last year was awful.